You've probably noticed several headlines over the past few days about banks in Hawaii, employee bonuses, and raising the minimum wage. The bonuses are $1,000 or more, and it's got some people wondering if this is going to be a trend that we see elsewhere in Hawaii's workforce. HPR's news director Bill Dorman is here to talk about that this morning and adding a bit of caution about that.
Yeah, Catherine, not to sound like a Grinch in the holiday season, but I would be cautious on managing expectations. A number of factors that pointed to the banks jumping out with this, starting, of course, with the GOP tax plan. So the overall federal tax rate for companies going from 35% to 21% next week. Critical form of reinvestment is employees. And that's especially true when you're in a situation where there's a competition for employees within a sector. And if you look at banking in Hawaii, that's one of the interesting parts here. So you saw this progression. Bank of Hawaii started it off first out of the gate Friday, minimum wage of $15 an hour and $1,000 bonus. Then First Hawaiian was going to make their announcement on Christmas Day, moved it up when Banco did. Same thing, $1,500 bonus and $15 minimum wage. Saturday, American Savings Bank, $1,000 bonus, $15.25 as the new minimum wage in Central Pacific following on Sunday. So a pretty close peer grouping with that among those big four.
But as far as extending that out?
Yeah, you know, again, going back to that idea of competition within a sector, banks here looking at some growth. So we're in an environment where interest rates are rising, which traditionally is good for bank profitability. Also, a lot of local banks are looking at some modest expansion, growth plans out. So you have this idea of competition with a finite number of employees with some degree of training. Also, the background of this, you've had some movement in wages already. So First Hawaiian, for example, they had raised their minimum wage in October for folks like bank tellers, went from $12 to $12.75 an hour, a little more than 6% raise. Now, we're talking a lot more of a raise now going to $15, but that idea of competition within a particular sector. When you look at the overall workforce in Hawaii, although the unemployment rate is low, you haven't really seen that that competition for employees. You haven't seen wages move higher, generally speaking. So again, there's a lot in here that goes with the banking sector in particular.
Right, but it's not just the banks that will be raising the minimum, because next week that goes up for everyone on a small scale.
Yeah, small scale. And again, you're looking at those percentages. So it's going from $9.25 to $10.10, a little more than 9%, which, again, if you recall the time when there was the debate about raising the minimum wage, there was a lot of hue and cry about, oh, my God, 9%, that's so huge as an annual raise. Federal minimum wage still 7.25, but if you figure lots of different ways to look at this, if you figure an average 40-hour work week, you do the 52 weeks a year, that new state minimum wage of $10.10 is an annual salary just over $21,000 a year. Again, living in Hawaii, and just again with your last guest talking about the stagnant wages impact on rental housing, among other things. That's a tough situation. If you make that $15 an hour annual salary, just over $31,000, people talking about living wage, a lot of debate about what that means in Hawaii. But certainly what's going to be interesting to see is whether this adds any discussion to minimum wage, got the ledge coming up,
right.
And sort of seeing if that goes anywhere.
So if bank employees are getting a boost, what about the shareholders of local banks?
You know, this is another interesting aspect to this that you're not really seeing a lot of coverage about up to now. If you look at stock market performance to date, Dow's up about 25%. The Dow Bank Index is up about 18% year to date. S&P about the same. Local bank stocks in Hawaii actually have been stagnant, taking a bit of a hit. Banco, Central Pacific down slightly year to date. First Hawaiian down about 15%. each of those is individual stories and various factors associated with that. American Savings Bank, part of Hawaiian Electric, its earnings are broken out separately, but it trades as part of Hawaiian Electric. But one thing, if you look at price-to-earnings ratios on forward earnings, bank stocks in Hawaii are still relatively expensive compared to some of their national peers. It's going to be interesting, again, in 2018 to see where that goes and to see how much this trend of improving profitability carries through to the banks. But in the meantime, they are feeling profitable enough to boost those minimum wages.
Okay. We'll see. It's going to be a happy new year for some.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Bill Dorman is HPR's news director with a closer look behind the headlines.